Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
When I'm here, welcome to Posh Space Couch. It's another edition. How are you today? You know, I ask you this question all the time because I actually care and I want to know, how are you doing? How's your week been? How are you preparing for the Christmas? Because everywhere's lit at the moment, there's light everywhere, and I'm excited. I mean, I love Christmas. I don't know how much you guys love Christmas. I'm sure my co-host today, my guest, he also loves Christmas. We're all happy, we're in an excited mood. As you can see around me, there's Christmas tree. There's lights all around. So it's a season of jollification. So I want you to lift your spirits and be happy. The fact that you're still alive is a reason to be happy, to celebrate. So yeah, my name is Seyi Oluwasego, also known as Posh P, and welcome to Posh P's Couch today. I have a guest today. The topic today is very interesting one. Actually, I've been trying to get this man on my podcast for a very long time. So I'm really, really excited about this topic because, you know, barbers, they are the unpaid or non-official therapy for men. Because that's where men talk about everything and anything. I think women also share the same idea. They say when they go to their salon, where they make their hair. They talk to the hairstylist also. But yeah, well, we're talking about the barber shop today. Maybe I'll bring a lady also on the show one of these days to talk about what you women talk about when you go for your haircut or when you're braiding your hair or whatnot, whatnot. But today is all about barber talk gist. The untold story. What men actually talk about when they're in that seat that they don't share with anyone around them. Let's recap on last week. Last week we did Brotherhood as it should be. I had Dre on the show, and Dre was able to express what brotherhood meant to him. I also, you know, share what brotherhood means to me. And we all can accept and agree that we all need people around us. We all need our home bubble. We need good people, especially people that we can lean on, people that we know. We played the song Lean On Me, which was a good one last week. Someone we can lean on, someone we can call our home person. The one that we got that will not judge you. No matter what you're going through, they will give you a hand. And that's what we spoke about last week. We all need it as a man, as a woman, as a boy, as a girl. We need someone around us. Actually, people, because life is a ladder. And people are your ladder to get to wherever you're going. So that was the topic last week. So today, it's about barber talk gist. You know, we try to have a little bit of humor today. So it will not be too, you know, last week was a bit intense and it was emotional and we're about vulnerability. But today we try and lighten up the mood with some jokes. And the rant for today is actually, I have two rants already today. And I'm sure my co-host, which is my guest, will be actually happy to answer that question because it's a very funny one. And that rant is actually meant for him. So when we get to that section, I will share that with you. So this episode is sponsored by Eclipse Lounge and Bar. They are the one that's sponsoring this episode. So like I said, I told you guys last week, this is a restaurant, this is a lounge, this is a bar. You can get all your food. You can go there, want to have some good time, either especially in the evening, but they also, you know, they open from 12 p.m. all the way to, you know, 2 a.m. in the morning. So get your food, get your shisha, get your drinks, relaxation. It's a beautiful place to be. I go there all the time also. So I'm recommending it. The Eclipse Lounge and Bar, it's a good place to have a chill out time. So we dive into the show, but as usual, we do our first song, and the first song we'll be playing today, it's actually a song that I actually love. It's called Check Check. The song is by Young John and Shake. You know, when you have your haircuts, it gives you some kind of this feel. You look good. You feel like, oh my God, I'm fly. That's the slang. So the song is Check Check. So let's listen to that and let that that will take us into the mood of today's topic. I'll see you in a minute.
It's Young John, the wicked producer.
I just smell nice, yeah. Everything check. When I look fly, yeah. I look good, check. I just smell nice, yeah. Everything check. Judge you over, cover me. Tibanja link in my boss, so are you? Deliver me for my friend, miss. Tibanja link in my boss, so are you? Get on the phone, no be property. So as I the bomb, give me better my year. Deliver me for my friend, miss. As I did, yeah, he came my boss, so why he?
Bounce tally, baby, dollar, go early. Take baby, but no, give my nora. Give my shako, give my book, I will do, don't tally. Shallow body, gas Isaac in my Gaza. Feel good when I'm too fly. Praying I look by the car. Everywhere to Agbabola. Check me as my eyes glassy. Check my new swag by me. Kappa Ota Makami. Uluwa cover me. Money and power they make us in dawa. Fuck all of that pass it. Give me bad girl to nasty. I look
black, yeah. I look good, yeah, yeah. I just smell nice, yeah. Everything, yeah, 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 yeah. When I look fly, yeah. I look good, yeah, yeah. I just smell nice, yeah. Everything, yeah, yeah. God, you over cover me. Tibanja, you give my boss over you. Deliver me for my friends. I get them before me be property. So as I dey born, give me better my year. Deliver me for my frenemies. As I dey die, he give my boss over year.
We are Radio Africana, from Manchester to the world.
Welcome back, my people. Right, that is Check Check. I look good. You know, that's a confidence boost song. And that's what our Baba will be doing with us today. Some bit of confidence boosting and what it means to men when they have their hair cut. So without further ado, welcome on the show, Steven.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
You know, I've been trying to get you on here for a while now.
Yes.
So how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm honored to be in your show, and it's a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Steve has been my barber for at least 4 or 5 years now. It took me a while to find the barber when I when I moved to Manchester. It took me like a bit to find a barber until like when I found him, I'm like, yeah, this is my person. And I've never changed my barber since then. So thank you for making me feel good.
Thank you for coming also.
I love that. Right. So as a barber, what does that mean to you, your profession? What kind of satisfaction does it give you?
Yes, as a barber, barber is a creative art.
Right.
Like, the name of my business is Standout Design. We do design. People hear the name and they said, what do you do? I say, we stylists, we design your hair and make you look beautiful.
I love that.
Looking good is a business, you know?
Yes,
so
yes.
That's what we do. And when I cut hair or when I do ladies' hair, it gives me a good satisfaction because I'm trying to bring out beauty, handsomeness in them to make them stand out. That's just it.
I love that name, Standout Design, because it gives you like you stand out. So when that's how we want to feel when we have a haircut or when as a lady when you go to the hair salon, like something that you do. Something is, you're not feeling somehow.
Yeah.
And then when you, after coming back from that place, something different in you. And that's like a confidence booster, like I said earlier. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that. Because people, nowadays, people are very busy. Mm-hmm. And they forget to get themselves fixed, their hair, and to look good.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately they come to the barbershop, they discover that, oh, I've been missing something.
Mm.
Look at me. I'm like a brand new person, you
that's
know.
Right.
So it's good
beautiful.
Thing to.
I love to hear that. Talking about confidence. So when women come to the barbershop, because we've been told barbershop is like a hub where men talk about everything and anything. Right. So I'm gonna start with, what is the most common thing that men talk about when they are there having their train with you?
The issue is that when men comes to the barbershop, they have like confidence in you.
Mm.
First of all, it's it's a procedure, right? That you meet different people. You understand? You meet different people to do their hair. And I think if you can notice, it's only a barber that can touch the president's hair, that can touch the king's head, that can touch the queen, the princess, the governor, whatever caliber of people, both rich and poor, big and small, young, the babies. You understand?
That's
so
right. That's right.
People give, like, they are giving you their life.
They are trusting you.
They are trusting you. Giving you their head is like putting everything in you. So at the moment, once they are on that seat, you are in charge. The barber is in charge.
I love that.
Just
love that word.
Tell the barber what you want.
And then they give it
and
to you.
They start from there. And also, the barber can also suggest, oh, this will look good on you.
Okay.
I say, are you sure? That's what the customer say. Are you sure? Yeah, okay, go ahead, try, let's see. You understand? That's giving confidence, allowing you to do your job. You
so
understand?
You think it takes time to build trust? Because when you meet a new client, there's this kind of fear that, okay, I don't know how this person is going to do my hair.
Yeah.
And then with time, there's going to be that relationship before they actually start opening up. Does it take, with you as a person, do people find it easy to open up on their first day coming to you, or do you think so it takes time for them to build trust with you before start engaging?
Yeah, there are people that are very close to their self.
Yes.
They don't open up.
That's
they don't talk.
That's right.
Even when they have something eating them deep.
Mm.
You understand? They just want to keep it to themselves.
That's right.
But, you know, like my shop, the barber shop, my shop, it's a very lively shop.
Right.
That when you come in, even though you don't want to talk, you will talk, you will smile.
Because of the atmosphere.
Because of the atmosphere, the music, the people, they make jokes. And from one joke to another, then that is where customers, they feel relaxed, like this is home. You understand? They say, oh, this is home. So they start communicating to you. Like people come to the barbershop, they ask for direction, they ask for mail. Do you know where there is job opening? Do you know where they does this? I want to do this. I want to wear. Oh, can I get the best plumber? You understand? They say,
you signpost.
You signpost. So in terms of personal issue, there are also medium which someone can relax and open up. Oh, this is what I'm going through. You understand? If you have not spoken to a person, the person will not
tell you anything.
So this process that you need to go through before someone will you don't expect somebody that don't know you before you come to your shop and start telling you, I'm going through this, I'm going through that,
in my relationship
or in my work. You understand? So it takes time for people to open up. It takes time.
So go on.
Yeah, sorry. It's only when there is an ongoing conversation, like somebody, sometimes we discuss issues that happens around us, around the world, the industry, the music, and so we say, oh, this person, the wife did this. Before you know, people start bringing suggestions,
the gist start coming up.
And you say, man, I'm going through this, you understand? Then we say, whoa, then we start talking and they start opening up and say, okay, these are issues that you can solve. These are things that you can. One thing I always tell my
client,
mostly the male folks, I say, see, let me tell you, if you are going through any issue, your peace is the best thing you need to hold. When you lose your peace, you lost everything.
That's right.
You understand?
Absolutely, I agree.
Try to make a point. My dad died when I was very young.
Right.
And with that aspect, I've been living my life, and today I'm a grown man. You understand? And I discovered that without him, I was able to live and survive and become who I am. So what I always tell them, say, let me tell you, make sure you are okay as a man. Look after yourself. You need to learn to love yourself, to look after yourself. Do not listen to what people are saying or what your spouse or your partner are saying, look after yourself first. Because if you are okay, you can look after other persons.
That's right.
If you are not okay,
you can't.
You can't look after. If you are sick, if you are in prison, if you are something wrong with you, your children will grow up. They will survive.
The life will continue.
We are in a country whereby the government assists. You understand? Mm-hmm. They survived. So I always advise my client that we talk. I say, see, let me tell you the truth. Mm. You are number one. Your kids are number two. Mm-hmm. Your wife follows. Mm-hmm. You understand? If anything happens to you,
is that your own hierarchy of how things should be?
For me.
Okay, that's personal.
For me.
Because some people don't.
I grew up to learn that.
Right. Okay.
If I survived mm-hmm. without my dad, mm-hmm. which means if my dad was alive, mm-hmm. he could have been able to look after us.
Yes.
Also. Mm-hmm. So if you are not there, the kids will survive. The woman will survive.
Right.
You understand? So look after yourself as a man. That's what I always tell them. And with that, most of them don't take fully what I say.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? Definitely. They don't, because everybody is entitled to his own opinion.
Absolutely.
You can't force word or things only we discuss. You understand? That's all.
So what matters. Is the most topic or concern that men talk about when they are speaking to you?
Yeah, we discuss about football, politics, mm-hmm. what is going on in Nigeria, in Africa, in the world of sports, in UK. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. We talk about relationship.
That's right.
Yeah, we talk about relationship, and we talk about business also.
Okay.
Yeah, business ideas.
So it's everything and anything.
It's everything. It's just anything that comes into their mind.
So when it comes to personal, this show now, this is Posh Peak Couch, and it's all about mental health. We look after each other, like you say, we need to look after each other. Our mental health is very important. So we believe, I as a person, believe in therapy.
Yeah.
And I feel like you barbers are the unpaid therapist. Because the same job that a man will come to me and talk to me about with confidence, they do the same thing with you sometimes.
Yeah.
You might not get it all the time the way I would get it, but I feel like men, when they are in that barber shop, they feel kind of peace and they open up. When you create that relationship with them, they start talking about you, what they are going through in their home, marriage-wise, with whatever they are doing, how it's affecting their mental health work. So have any man actually talked to you about their mental health issue while under your chair?
Yes, several men have already spoken to me about what they are going through that is affecting them. Mm. Sometimes in their job, they lose concentration because of issues that they are facing with their partners or in their home. You understand? But in a nutshell, they always get advice from us, even though that we can't give them all.
Of course,
they want. Mm-hmm. They always get something interesting.
I want you to tell me a little bit more. I know you're trying to, ground it up, but I wanna hear some kind of gist or story that a man has told you. I mean, this, we're not mentioning name, and he actually taught you that you felt like, oh my gosh, this person is going through this mentally. Is there any story that you can think of?
Well,
I know you have many.
That is dicey, you know. The issue is a lot of stories, but for me, let me just say, in a relationship, a customer opened up and said, look at what is going on. My relationship is getting to an end.
Right.
What am I going to do? She has filed for divorce. Mm. She wants the next thing. She wants, because a man have property, he has worked in this country, you understand? And the next thing, she wants to take,
well, I want to take the half of the property
which she might in one way has contributed to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this country, they will tell you, you are not the only one that is, both of you have.
That's it. Right.
So what am I going to do? Well, this is eating me deep. What am I going to do? I say, okay, have you done this? Like, in a situation like that, you need to check, because I always ask them, go to Citizen Advice Bureau, talk to them, tell them the situation you are going through, because it has gotten to that point.
To that point.
You understand? Right. I didn't believe right. If it hasn't gotten to that point, then I was okay. I give him my own suggestion, but which I'm not going to mention here. So don't force me to say that. You understand? I'll give you my own suggestion. Say, okay, you go to Citizen Advice Bureau, tell them this is what happened. You got this property before you got married or before you got into a relationship, and how am I going to protect my properties? You understand? A lot of people, yeah. And, you know, I have a case whereby this man has property back home because of trust. You know, we men, we trust easily, we just give everything away.
That's right. That's right.
You understand?
Because
you always believe that your wife, your children is part of you. They are everything. You men don't think of the aftermath or contingency plan. You know, you understand. So they just give away everything.
As
so
a this protector man and a provider. That's what we mean.
This man has property back home, and he gave the wife in charge. Oh, there's a document. Yeah, so the property, the man bought the property on his name, and the lady said, oh, you need to put my name.
Okay.
I said, but this one, I've gotten it since. He said, no, you need to go and put my name.
Hmm.
And because of love, he did that. You understand?
Right?
He changed it and put the lady's name, and now the lady wants divorce, start getting the property. And the issue is that the lady is having access to the document, not the man.
Right, because he has added everything over to her.
So, no, that is the whole document is with her. So, now, the man was like, what am I going to do?
Mm.
I say, well, you've already made that mistake of giving everything to her. But it's not, for me, sometimes, I would say it's a mistake, but sometimes, a man doesn't think that way. You understand? Right. The men doesn't think that way. They always believe what is mine is yours. Do you know that? Let me tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I was cutting a lady's hair. So the lady was like, oh, the husband came and gave her money. And the lady said, my card is in my wallet in the car. So the guy took it. And the guy left. He said, oh my God, I could have taken that money. Because he wanted her to help him to deposit the money in the bank. He said, I could have taken some of the money to buy things. I said, why? He said, I need things to buy you. This man will not give me enough money if I ask him. Now I have opportunity to take this money. You understand? Which the man might not think that way. You understand? Jokingly, she said that, and I said, what about you? You have your money. He said, no, my money is my own. No, it's our own.
We all know that.
You understand? That's so I was just laughing. I said, women, you guys are so tough, you know. He said, my brother, you have to be wise. I said, but that's not being wise. You understand? You need to at least be considerate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these are things that comes into the barber chairs that we see on daily basis. So that's it.
That's beautiful. Let me ask one more question before I go on a quick break. So why do men find it easy to confide in barbers?
That's what I said initially. Barbers, we are like, there's a saying, they say we are like a pencil in the hand of the creator. We are like a pencil that is writing their, giving them haircuts, massaging their mind, giving them like relaxation. You understand? You are in the barber chair. Yeah, cutting your
the
hair.
The reason why I asked that question, Mr. Stevens, was some female barbers, because I know for a few barbers, men don't tend to open up like that, because I've had a chat with people about the way men open up with men to men, compared to men to a woman that's doing the same profession that you do.
Yeah, okay. The truth of the matter is that, you see, there are men that are not lousy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a show now. I know that maybe I'm breaking some rules that I suppose not to.
I don't think you have broken any rules.
I'm breaking some rules, because the issue is that some of my customers, they believe me.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot tell me something and I'll go and tell
you. Oh, no, of course. Yeah, because that's confidentiality.
You understand?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I cannot break those confidentiality. Oh, yeah. You understand? Absolutely. So they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you the truth. Not just only them.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I discuss it.
With them also.
With them also.
Yeah, it's both ways.
I have a
yeah.
relationship issue, a family issue. I discuss them. Even my brother's issue with my brothers, my family, I discuss it with
those that are very close to me. Yeah, that makes them feel comfortable.
Look at what I'm going through. Mm-hmm, and so from there, they give me suggestions. Likewise, the way they tell me.
Yeah,
so
there are
people
ways.
That confide in me. Look, what is going on. I say, we talk and, yeah. And my dear, you won't hear me tell, this person said this. Because it's like I'm just selling them out.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely. I understand.
We don't do that.
I understand confidentiality well.
It's just like a policy that most Baba are here to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's just it.
To even though the policy might not be written down, but it's standard.
Even when, because let me tell you, we fall out, customers fall out a lot with barbers.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, maybe argument, I'm the first, I came first,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
You didn't do my hair well,
that's
you
right,
understand?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that because we fall out, I'll start telling people about you or what. No. I just pray that you come back. So we always communicate. And another thing is that, do you know that, well, some people can't go home. Some of our customers or some men, they don't want to go home.
They don't
home
want to go home. Mm.
Because when they finish, they've had an issue or fight or work as well.
They come to the barber shop to let it out.
At work.
Mm-hmm.
And
at work.
Okay. They believe that when they go home,
mm-hmm.
they're going to face another trouble. So these are two places that they go and have relaxation.
Mm.
So that they go to the bar to go and drink and cool off their mind
mm-hmm.
until it's late before they go home, or they come to the barber shop. Now, why do they come to the barrio? They come to the barrio, they listen to people talk, joke, laugh, they listen to good music, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And some customers say, no, I don't like that music, can you change this, put this, you understand? They have authority, like, also, because they say customers are always right.
That's right.
They have authority, the football, there's game,
mm-hmm.
yeah, when there's no game, we put a movie or, yeah, so they relax, and you say, this man has been here for long. Is he not cutting his hair? I said, no, leave him. He's just relaxing.
He's just
enjoying us. You understand?
They do
come.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I have a lot of barbers before that they are very funny.
Right.
Yeah, they are very funny. That if they say one word, you fall down.
That's actually what I want to ask you here. Like, because you are a big barber in Manchester, mm-hmm. and you have a lot of other people that train and that you work with. How do you manage the customers and also the other people that work for you? How do you get the balance? Because there's a lot of people working there when I come to your shop, and then you still have to manage them and then manage the customers. How do you get the balance?
Yeah,
because you get stressed also.
Yeah, that's true. We like for me, I will say, I'm a trained teacher. Mm. I did educational administration, so I had the knowledge and skills to deal with people, people.
Right.
You understand? So, and I put it into my barbing work to help to manage the crisis, the system, the noise, and help the people also. But to be sincere, human beings are very hard to manage.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would talk to them calmly twice. Me, like me, I'm not good. I'm not a good patient person.
Right.
So I won't say I'm a patient person. I'm not a good patient
person. I love
person.
That because that's...
You understand? Yeah, so I can give you, hey, look at this thing. Don't do it. Do this. And mm-hmm. I will turn and I will look back again. Maybe 5 minutes later, that thing is still there.
Mm.
You understand? I said, why you didn't take it out? The next thing, when I turn again, I'll shout.
Mm.
And they said, Stevie, why are you shouting? I say, because these people are getting to my nerves. They
That's
need
right.
to listen. They are adults.
Mm-hmm.
The customers. Yeah, you have to manage them because mm-hmm. they're customers. But customers also get into your ways and step on your toes.
Right.
And sometimes you want to boss. And you say, but sometimes, we are human. We have to let it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you understand? So we do. People are different mindset. And sometimes they say, calm down, it's not what is good, what you have in your head, that's what they have in their head. Mm-hmm. You understand? So you don't know what they are thinking at that moment, what is pursuing them. So just take it easy. So we do take it easy with them. So
that's beautiful. Yeah. Right. So I'm going to go on a short break. And then when we're back, we'll start rounding up, and then we'll do the rant of the day. So the song we're going to listen to now is called Oleku by Ice Prince and Brian Moore. Because this is Oleku so far, actually. So I will see you guys in a sec.
Ice Prince. Oleku, tell me something where I know fit to. You walk for my love too. Money, I hope you're ready, cause it's Oleku. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy.
I'm so interesting, yeah. It's why they say that I'm the next thing. So even on features, I'm impressing. Yeah. People do hate, but I'm a flexing. Yeah, I learned a lesson. They throw me shots, but I'm a chesting. I'm far from pop, my pop is resting. My flow so bad, my tongue is vexing. Yeah, no one is testing. Yeah. I'm best by far, is what I'm guessing. 1, 2, 3, I win like wrestling. How can I lose? I'm with the best team. Yeah, I'm the boy with the fire. DJs give me more speed than a tire. Seen it all, done it all, sang in the choir. Feeling like I'm 10 or here.
Now tell me something where I know fit to. You walk for my love too. Money, I hope you're ready, cause it's Oleku. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy.
Okay, it's so exciting. Yeah. The game's been dark, but I'm igniting. Positive flow, I'm so attracting. Where the freestyles or even writing. Yeah, I put my life in. The bread don't cut, I put the knife in. My left hand weak, I put the right in. And take my boss from J to Brighton. Ha, I see the lightning. I know sometimes the rain is frightening. No matter how hard the seed is ripening. So when you hear Icy Prince in hyping. Yeah, I don't try plenty. I did rap, I did sing, I did come MC. There's too many songs and I'm never empty. Now you chop stone if you want to empty me.
Welcome back, my people. Right, we've been on the couch with, I call him Dr. Stephen Jude. Because what you're doing is actually, you know, it's a beautiful job. It's great being a barber. I can't do what you do. Probably you can't do what I do, but I feel like you do what I do because you're just not an official therapist, but what you actually do is more or less what I do because you listen all day long and you manage people. So I'm going to ask the question, how do you manage your own stress as a person? Because you get stressed when people have offload on you. How do you unload? And do you actually believe in talking therapy like what I do?
Yeah, managing my own stress and myself is, I believe in God that helps me. Like, I have issues, a lot of issues that could have broke me down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and God stepped in because I can't tell, because by now I know what could have happened to me, but I tried my best,
mm-hmm,
to listen to the word of God, and also I listen to music.
Okay.
Yeah, I listen to music, and most of the times there was a time that I had serious issue,
mm-hmm,
that I was like, if I'm cutting someone's hair, I'll be gone. thinking, and my mind is gone, and I'll be cutting hair. I don't make, and nobody says, oh, Steven, you cut me, or you understand, but they'll be talking to me. I say, Steven,
but
I say,
not oh, there.
I'm not there, you understand. So I discovered that I was like getting derailed from reality, and something, I wanted to be a musician, a gospel singer. So, and that was when the Spirit of God told me it's time to start. So I started music, started singing, and that is how I manage my stress. So instead of me having issue thought, and I just listen to music, listen to gospel music, you understand,
and then you write your own song also.
I wrote my songs also, a lot of them, and we are still doing them. So that's how I manage my stress. So anytime you come to my shop, you must hear me singing. There's a one of my customers, I say, why is it that anytime you come to cut your hair, that's when I sing new songs, I have new songs. He says, Steven, just concentrate on my hair, I don't know what's wrong with you, all the time you want to sing. I say, yes, I'm just managing myself, managing my stress. So that's how I manage.
So that's how you manage your stress.
Also, I manage my stress because I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are working, you are seeing the evidence of what you are doing. You understand? And you work, the money is coming in. Why can't you manage your stress with that? Money is good, you know?
Well, let's go out of work.
Yes.
When you are home, or you're doing some other thing that are not related to work, and then you flash back to some of your, I mean, we all have problems or what you're going through. So do you actually have to, because I feel like, do you have to hide under the fact that you're working and use it to manage your stress? Or when you're out of work, how do you cope? Or if there's anything on your mind, how do you manage that when you're not at work? Because you use work a lot to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
So let's take what happened. Let's say you go on holiday and you're not working. Who's Steven at that point in time?
Steven, when I, like, if I'm not at work, I don't bother about work.
Okay.
You understand? I don't, some customer call me, oh, I'm not in today, just go to the shop. There are people, there are people there, meet them. You understand? So me, I have my own life as individual to live. You understand? So I try to take care of my own thing. Yeah, even though when I travel, I don't even call them, say, what is going on in the shop? You understand? That I think that several times, and I came back, I said, wow, do you know that I didn't call you guys throughout 2 weeks that I traveled? They said we are surprised, you that like money a lot, that you could have been asking them, what's going on, is that there? I said, no, because if I keep on doing that, I will miss out why I'm in holiday.
That's right.
You understand? So
I switched off
entirely.
That's good.
Entirely from work. I said, no, let me manage my own self to look after myself. Yeah, so I just try to manage myself. Don't let the...
Let me flash back. Let me go back quickly. So who is your favorite gospel artist or artist as a whole?
Yeah, my favorite artist, the best so far now that I'm really listening is Chandemore.
Okay.
I listen to him very well. Yeah,
that's a good music.
Yeah, then also Nathaniel Bassi and... this other guy, that's, I always forget his name.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a Yoruba musician. Right. So yeah,
that's good. So my last question for you today. Okay, actually before that, so I do, this is Posh Pig Couch, where people feel safe, where they can come and talk and express themselves. No judgment, nothing. You just hear. So do you believe in talking therapy?
Yes, I do. It's a problem shared, is problem halfway solved. You understand? It is essential that you talk out, you speak out what is going on with you. Because if you keep it there, one day to explode, you can't hold it anymore.
That's right.
You understand? And most of them, let me tell you the truth, most of the mental health issues that are going on today is because men don't talk. They call them, oh, man up, man up. Men need to speak out.
That's right.
You understand? People are mentally having mental issues today, being depressed, being, very having anxiety, because why? They have a lot inside them. They can't share it to anybody. They can't talk. You understand? So they keep it there and they keep on piling up.
That's right.
You understand? So talking is a nice therapy to help you come out from your shell, and there will be a solution if you meet the right therapist or the right person to talk to.
I love that. Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that from your angle. So let's go into rant of the day, because our time is going off. Right, so the first one is for you, Stephen. It said, why do barbers allow the new people that are learning cut their hair and then they mess up their hairline?
Wait, can you? The new people that are learning cut the barber's hair, cut the customer's hair, and mess up the
hairline.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is that you see, I always beg my client, and I always tell people, see, I was given an opportunity one day to cut someone's hair.
Mm-hmm.
If you are learning any trade or any business or any skill, there must be something for you to learn with. So we as a barber, we need to learn with human beings. You understand? We need to learn with people. You understand? So they give opportunity. And don't get it twisted.
Okay.
You are lying. A new person, a learner, to cut your hair.
Mm-hmm.
The person that asked the learner to do that did not abandon you. He's always there watching.
Okay.
And when there is, like me, I can't let you out of that door without if I'm not satisfied.
Right, right.
You understand?
Right.
Several times I've called people, hey, come back, because maybe I was carried away with what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And the guys, I will run after, come back, please, sorry, come and sit down. Let me touch some little things. Mm-hmm, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You understand? So we do that.
That's good that you do that, because I feel like people have been in some barbershop where that did not happen, and then before they know, they are home looking themselves in the mirror and they are looking like one of their hair side is on this side, and that can be very
frustrated.
Yeah, because they've come there to look good, but now they are going home looking more horrible.
Yeah, it's true though. It's true, but be that as may, we have trained a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and someone trained me also.
Absolutely,
you understand. So those people that I've trained, they one way or the other, they learned, they spoil people's hair, they try to fix it, and now they are very good. They are experts. A lot of them have gotten their shops.
They all made mistakes.
They have gotten their shops. They are also training people, which is one thing that I always, I feel so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seeing my boys doing well, good. Even more better than me.
That's
you beautiful. Understand? Yeah. So I always love that, and I encourage them to matter what. Then also we fall out, human being. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we train and also we fall out. That's all.
Right. So what I would say to that is, it's inevitable to make mistake, even in everything we do. Even the person that your hairline was messed up, you've had your own job where you've made mistakes also. We all learn, we all grow as time goes in.
Yes.
So I apologize on the person that spoiled your hairline. I am sorry, but hopefully you will not encounter that kind of issue again.
Yeah.
But having said that, it is just part of life. And it is what it is, like Stevie just said. Right, the other one rant here I've got is, why do people use their phone, put their spoke on speaker, and start shouting and speaking loud, everybody can hear their conversation? So someone sent us a rant, said, why do people, because, and I believe it, I mean, I remember going on bus when I used to enter bus back in the days, and people would be on the phone, and they would be screaming, and you're thinking, like, people are here, why do we have to hear your conversation? Why do you think people do that?
Because they don't care about anybody around them. They only care about what they are doing at the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think is not fair.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're not the only one that's inside that vicinity.
Yeah.
You don't have to actually start shouting. Right. So, I mean, what I can say to that, like I said earlier also, I don't know if I can apologize on behalf of that person, but what I can say on this one is, let's be considerate when we're using our phone. You can receive your call. You can use headphone. You can talk normal, like we everybody. Because actually, that thing, thinking about it right now, is actually giving me trauma. Because people actually shout when they're on their phone. Like the way they talk, especially we Nigerians, I mean, I'm not throwing shade, but respectfully. But not us alone. I mean, there's other people that does that also. Right. This show was sponsored this week by Eclipse, like I said earlier. And it's a pleasure, and I'm happy that they decided to sponsor this show. So I'm really happy. And Eclipse will be with us for the whole month, so which is a good thing. So guys, if you need a place to chill, if you need a place to hang out, if you need to go out, Eclipse is the nice place for you to go. Right, another rant has come in now. He said, the current price of haircuts, we understand there's a cost of living. But why are haircuts so expensive, considering the amount of clients they get in a day? That's for you.
Haircuts are not really expensive.
I disagree. I don't think haircuts are actually expensive.
There are places, there are places you go, you pay £30, £50. Mm. And there are some shops you go, you pay for your haircut, mm-hmm. you pay for your shaving. Then if you want, like,
wash and stuff like that.
And you pay for it, mm-hmm. you understand? There are people that are doing airline now, airline spray, the airline enhancement spray.
Okay.
You pay for that also. But in our shop, we just have a general fee, understand?
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
To be honest, I agree on that because...
On the low side.
I was in Nigeria earlier this year. And the shop, the barber shop I went to, they charge me ridiculously. They charge for different thing, and I'm like, am I in UK now? That I have to be paying what price of exactly what I paid in UK in Nigeria? Because I think like I paid almost 50k in Naira for haircuts, and I feel like that is a lot to have for your haircuts back in Nigeria. So, I can vouch for Steven that his barbershop is actually not expensive, but we have to cut our coat according to our size also.
Yes.
So it depends on where you're getting your haircut will determine where you also the price will be. So I think I have another one. Oh, they say it's like the rice and no meat that we spoke about last week. Right, some people don't catch that joke. So last week, there was a rant that people go to restaurant and then they serve them food, rice, with no meat.
Yeah.
And they've paid like £20, £25 for just rice. And they now have to pay for meat separately. We don't want that in barbershop. We don't want that. Yeah.
We don't want that. You can have your hair cut and leave your beard. That's rice, no meat.
That's not happening. You have to get everything.
Or have your hair cut with that shape up.
No, that's not complete. The job has to be done. You know what I mean?
But we don't do that. We understand. We understand there are different... All fingers are not equal. We understand.
Right.
There are people that come saying, oh, Baba, this is what I have. Or, I can't afford that today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... You understand? They'll say, okay, don't worry, next time. But let me tell you the truth. There are people we try to... Okay, we understand. Next time. And they take it as advantage. They tell you, they keep on doing
that. They do the same thing.
You understand? Mm, so sometimes I get fed up with them. I say, oh, come on, you should, by now at least, it's no longer the same way it was before. You know, things are expensive. And so that's just it.
Right. Mr. Jude, thank you for coming to Push Me Couch. I've really had a good time with you. I'm so happy.
King George, not it's Jude.
King Jude George.
No, George.
Is it George?
Yeah.
For you, Stephen George.
Yeah. King George Stephen.
Ah, gosh. So, okay, so you've corrected me.
Yeah.
Say it again so people can
King
hear
George.
It. King George.
Stephen.
Stephen, yeah. Right. So that's his full name, but I call him Steve. So that's all I know. And the name of his barbing saloon is Standard Design. It's in Mustang Lane.
Standarddesign.com.
There you go. Standarddesign.com. And it's located in Mustang Lane.
295 Mustang Lane.
So whenever you want to have your haircut, Stevie will be there for you to welcome you. And on that note, we'll be rounding up today's show as we spoke about the gist in barbershop. It's fun. It's a nice place to go, any barbershop. But women open up when we're there. We talk about everything and anything, like we said earlier. And next week, guys, it will be a rant episode. So please drop all your rants. We're going to deal with all rants next week. I'm going to be here. Probably alone next week because I want to have time to actually deal with all the rants. So send in your rant and then we'll deal with that next week. So I shall see you next week by God's grace. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't know what I do. We make you love me so daddy. No be say I too sappy. But you love me constantly, yeah. I don't know where I for day. If not be you, the little way. Your grace and mercy, no they feel. Lord, you they love consistently.
I know you smile. Oh, the truth. say, I know you spell my she cast the spell on me. I didn't feel I'm the one. I don't feel the one. I don't feel the one. She cast the spell on me. I didn't feel I'm the one. Medicine for my body. Well, I'm analyzing this your body. I know if you take my own. Time gonna check me for body. This kind of love is cause congee. You mesmerize me with your body. I know if you take my own. Oh, the way you smile and shine up at the truth. They make me happy to dream with you, nobody.
Feel up for